103.2 Dublin City FM, a couple of hours before Culture Night. Now for a culture shock on the Sod Show. We're going back to school with Peter Donegan. No, not primary school, but college. What was Peter Donegan like at college? I think Peter was a little bit more like this.
I'm going up this country, baby, don't you wanna go? I'm going up the country, baby, don't you wanna go? I'm going to some place where I've never been before.
Peter Donegan talks to his old college, coming up on today's Sod Show. 103.2 Dublin City FM, Friday, 3 p.m. Gardeners all over the world listening to the Sod Show with Peter Donegan.
Ooh,
103.2 Dublin City FM. It is the Sod Show. It is Friday. It is 3 o'clock, unless you're listening to the repeat or to the podcast when it's not Friday and it's not 3 o'clock. It's Brian Green and Peter Donegan with you for the next half hour, all things gardening and horticultural. It's Culture Night tonight. Before we finish, I will tell you something you can get along to at 6 p.m. tonight. Keep a space in your diary. It's also the week that the Sod Show go to the Spirit of Folk Festival. Yes, that's Saturday at 3 p.m. Yes, we'll be rocking it out in Dundarry for the Sod Show to the best folk music there is live in Ireland. We're looking forward to that. But business as usual, we have to go back to college with Peter Donegan. He's talking to Donal Flanagan of Kildalton College. That's coming up in a couple of moments' time. But first, with thanks to our sponsors, greensacks.ie, compostable bags for home and garden. Check them out on the internet, greensacks.ie. That's sacks with an X, SAX.ie, greensacks.ie. Now, the aforementioned interview with Mr. Peter Donegan, back in his old college, Kildalton.
103.2 Dublin City FM. It is the Sod Show. In my company is a gentleman by the name of Donal Flanagan. Donal, for those at home who don't know you, would you like to explain what you do for a living?
Oh, good question. I teach horticulture with Chagask in Kildalton College. That's the work side, yeah. And I suppose I have a big garden at home and enjoy getting out in that and getting out in the great outdoors.
You would have obviously come through the horticultural education system in Ireland. Where did you start? Were you 5 years old? Did you grow plants under your bed? Hat tip to Katrina and Mr. Korsgaden in that one.
I suppose big garden at home, yeah. So straight away as a kid, there was loads of fruit and veg at home, and there's an acre there, so there was a lot to do. And yeah, that's where it started. So my mum and dad did a bit of gardening and some of my aunts and grandparents. So yeah, that's where it started and loved it, yeah.
Did you leave there, and was it always the thing to do? Was it always, oh, there's Donal out in the garden, he's not playing on the swings, what's wrong with our child? You know, how come he's always in that potting shed, he never gets out of it, and then it just kind of evolved into going to college?
I went from growing stuff in the garden into college. Yeah, so I suppose there was a few other ideas as well, but I got to college and found horticulture, and it was perfect, yeah.
How long have you been in Kildalton? And for those who don't know as well, I should note Kildalton is where I studied. Donal was not there at the time. I'm an old man, that's what I am. But how and what is Kildalton College for those who have never been there?
Kildalton is a big agriculture college, and they also have horticulture and equine studies there as well. So it's about 240 acres. It's based in South Kilkenny, and it's just a great place. There's about 600 students there, up to 800 during the year, so it can be pretty busy. They wouldn't all be there at the same time, but great, really thriving place. On the horticulture side, you've grounds there, about 40 acres of ornamental grounds, and then we've got commercial glass houses, so growing strawberries under glass, and we've got nursery stock and orchards, about 10 acres of orchards. So it's a great place, and students are all involved in all of that.
How did you end up getting a job in Kildalton in the first place? I mean, were you like myself? Were you doing landscaping? And then you kind of just turned around and went, God almighty, this, I can't cope with being out on my own. Or was it a case of that, you know, you always wanted to be a teacher? Did you do the bit that you worked in between when you left college?
Yeah, I was, I suppose, lucky enough that I came out at a good time. There seemed to be plenty of work going on, and started out landscaping out of college for a year or two, and was working with the plant store in Harcourt Street for a year or two, doing indoor plants and doing a bit of landscaping as well in business parks. And then it was, I suppose, in my own time, it was mountaineering, doing a bit of rock climbing and stuff like that, and teaching with the UCD Mountaineering Club. And just, you know, for fun. I suppose that was the start of teaching. And I got an interview with Dunleary Rathdown County Council, teaching on a fall sponsored course in Marley, or in Cabinteely Park at the time. And yeah, I was really lucky. I got the break there and spent 6 years teaching with them, and it was brilliant and had fantastic students, you know, and that was really hands-on for them as well. Like, there was a bit of classroom, but there was a lot of getting out into the parks and maintaining them, and they were learning the whole time, and they were out there for a year. So that was really where it came from. It was really good, and then that got me down to Chagask afterwards.
For those of you listening outside of Ireland, if you don't know Piltown, if you're looking at a map of Ireland, on the one side of it, it's joined at Waterford, then it's joined at Carrickonshire, which is County Tipperary, but it is County Kilkenny. And would it be, how would you say, unruly to suggest that the population is kind of 4.5 sheep, 3 gentlemen, 2 cats and a horse?
Oh, no, that'd be very unfair. Very unfair. It's full of hurlers.
Okay, pop quiz round. How many pubs in Piltown, County Kilkenny?
One.
How many supermarkets?
One.
There's a supermarket?
Yeah, small centre.
Okay, it's not a supermarket like with 3 levels on it.
No, it's not. Oh, you'd have to go into Carrick, the big town, for that.
How many car parks are in Piltown, not Fields?
No, I suppose the pub has a car park.
That takes about 7 cars.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it's a nice car park. It's got apple trees growing in it. It's a good spot. But it's a small village. But the students around seem to enjoy it. And, you know, there's a GA club down there and, you know, football grounds and things. So, yeah, it's okay. But it is out in the countryside. So you're surrounded by fields. Before I went to Kildalton, what I knew about Piltown was when I was in college, I did some work on the Lamb Clark Historical Irish Apple Collection. So that's the old heritage varieties. And when I was reading through Prof Clark's records and Charles Lamb's records of the apple trees, it was all going back to, you'd see Piltown coming up time and time again, and where they found all these old varieties. So I knew Piltown was a mecca for apple trees or orchard growing in Ireland. And it's I suppose, declined a bit. But the land around there is just fantastic. And there's some big commercial growers there for carrots and potatoes. You know, there's a good bit of field veg production there, as well as then the fruit trees, which is kind of held on in little pockets because Bulmers is nearby as well. So they'd be big customers. So it's great. And then Ivork, who would sell into Musgrave Group and that, they're nearby as well. So it's a bit like the field production in North Dublin. You know, that's the nearest kind of big concentration of growers as well.
We noted there the local GA club. I have very fond memories of going in there on a Thursday evening. Obviously, you know, it was getting to the tail end of the week and you were short of cash. And I used to get a pint of Coke with a Guinness head for 30 pence. It wasn't that fizzy Coca-Cola Coke, if you understand me. It was more that flat cola that your auntie used to give you in 1984 with just a Guinness head. And it kind of went off very, very quickly. But yes, 30 pence when you were broke. Have you experienced that, Donald?
Oh no, I'm glad I haven't. That sounds rotten. Sounds terrible.
It is, and also I should apologise, I'm only joking. When I refer to the population 3.5 sheep, I have to say that Piltown is very like my own hometown of Ballybohol, and it is extremely beautiful. Genuinely, it is. Brian, you're a long way from heading to Horticultural College, I would guess. How about a song of the week, maybe?
University of Life, Peter. That's all I'm attending. The University of Life. You heard it in the introduction, but it's Canned Heat is our song of the week. Because I think we always play this when we're thinking about going to the Spirit of Folk Festival for the third year running. Some place where I've never been before.
to get away. All this fussing and fighting, man, you know I sure can't stay. Now, baby, back, you're leaving drunk, you know we've got to leave today. Just exactly where we're going, I cannot say, but we might even leave the USA. 'Cause it's a brand new game I wanna play.
Dublin City FM, The Sod Show indeed, at Sod Show on Twitter, as by the way, and www.sodshow.com if you want to find today's show notes and links and anything else that goes with it. In my company still, Donal Flanagan. Donal, year one when I was in Kildalton, we did a bit where we kind of specialised, we covered the glasshouse crops, we covered the field grown crops, we would have done the nursery stock, and we also would have done things like flower arranging and also the grounds maintenance. And I think then year two one got to specialize. Is that the best way to describe it?
Yeah, it is. I suppose it's, since you were there, things have changed a little bit, and then they've changed again. So now we're into a new system where you finish up your first year and then you go out on placement. So that's 15 weeks, give or take. And then you're back into college for another 15 weeks. And on your placement, you've got to pick the area that you want to specialise in. So whether it's nursery and garden centre, or it's landscape design, or it's sports turf or something. And then when you come back in, then you're going to have some major subjects to study. You've kind of specialised in the field with them, and then you're coming back in and picking up a bit more in the theory. And then there are some other kind of subjects that will help get you set up maybe as an independent grower or landscaper or whatever it is you want to. If you want to have a nursery, then, you know, you'll get a little bit of business, more plants, more horticultural science. So pest and disease, again, will crop up and that. But, you definitely get to specialise a little bit more in second year.
Have you found that with, you know, I mean, every single time I turn on the television, there's the Hairy Bikers are doing the growing thing. That is actually a television programme. I'm not making that up. There's the Jamie Olivers. There's so many celebrity famous chefs and more chefs on food blogs and lots of food bloggers. Hello, food bloggers, if you're listening. But did you find that the trends have changed for those specialising? Has it gone away from what was, let's say, the landscaping of the inverted commas boom years to what is now literally a food revolution?
It changes. I know a couple of years ago I would have said, oh yeah, definitely there's more people interested in food. And again, this year there seems to be loads of people interested in nursery and design. And I'm kind of scratching my head now. Maybe they're planning for the future and they know better than I do. But the food thing has been there much stronger for the last few years. This year, a tiny bit. But, I'd say it seems like a possibility of an outlet for people for work. And, you know, maybe it's something they could do with getting a few tunnels up and running and selling at farmers' markets. But people are interested in growing food. So, yeah, it's definitely a good one.
And demographically, what are we talking? Is it more male to female? I mean, I think when I was in Kildalton, there were 4 or 6 ladies in my class. So maybe you had like 30, there was 6 girls. 24 lads, that was kind of the ratio at that time, and it was the same with the year behind me as well when I was going into third year.
It got quite balanced there for a good bit, and now it's gone back to more fellas than girls. I suppose because we have a bit of a commercial slant to what we're doing, we're looking at, and slightly gone back more to fellas again.
Kildalton does have a website. Is it any use? Is it any good? Is it a 1-3 pager? No offence.
Yeah, it's a few nice pictures of what's going on at the Hort unit. So it's chagas.ie/Kildalton, and the ag and equine units are there as well. So there's information on that. But our Facebook page is pretty good. It's very good, actually, and it's kept up to date the whole time. So that's all of Kildalton College. So the farming side, the equine, horticulture. So you get to see all the crack of madness of what's happening down there.
Facebook wasn't around when I was in college. Thank God for that, says you, in some ways or other. Yes, indeed. And if you don't remember any of those and you're driving in the car, don't be worrying. We'll have all the links up on sodshow.com or facebook.com/thesodshow. Donal, how I progressed into Kildalton was an odd one. And I know we joke about it and the plants growing under the bed and all that stuff. And then kind of I did the whole cutting grass at 9-10 years of age. And I think I did my first garden at 10, if I remember correctly. Ended up working in a garden centre at 15, 16. I was working for a landscaper at 14, illegally I'm joking, child labour, I'm joking. But you get me, and then I kind of went into college after finishing what would have been secondary school. I knew people in my college who had decided, you might say, go to finish school and then kind of go, what will I do? And it could have been, I jest, but you know, to paint a picture, it could have been computers. It just happened to be horticulture, but they had zero experience before, not even cutting the grass for mom. For those listening at home who are maybe thinking of taking a career in horticulture, who are going to start year six, leaving cert year this year, what advice would you give to people, or even people who are like 12, 13, 14, who may be considering horticulture?
I suppose enjoy it. There's careers out there, definitely. And they say there's always work for good people. So if you are good at horticulture, and if you're passionate, and if you're 14 and you're growing plants, like, you've got green fingers. You're going to be good at what you're doing. There's opportunities to travel. Like, you've got your own radio show, you know. I mean, like, you're on the big books now. So,
but like, let's break it down. I've never worked before. I've never done horticulture before. I think that I might like gardening. What should I do? Do I go out and work, picking onions in a field? You know, you're doing 500 acres. I mean, that would nearly turn you off. Yeah, you also might love it. Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, what should one do to maybe see if they could garner an interest in it?
I guess trying growing plants. Just whatever you can get on the windowsill, or get a patch of the garden at home, or maybe you're already doing that and you want to do a little bit more, you know. Most people have access to a garden or a green space, so, or an allotment. There's loads more now than there were 5 years ago. So there's options there. In terms, you know, if that all lights your fire and you think that's great, or even if you're thinking you'd like to do it but you haven't got a chance to, you know, studying Kildalton gives you that chance. You're exposed to a whole heap of different choices, you know, so it could be protected crops in the glasshouse where it's nice and dry and warm all year round, or very hot sometimes, or you could be out working in the field, or it could be doing landscaping and, you know, construction, doing a bit of decking. But you get to try all those things, and I was really lucky. When I studied, everything I tried, I went, geez, that was brilliant, I loved it. And, you know, when you moved on to a new job, you thought, you know, I really love that as well. Or you travel and you look at things and you go, that's great, I'd like to try that. So when you come into Kildalton, you've got a chance to try everything or taste a little bit of each of the subjects. And then after that, you can specialise a little bit if you want. I suppose the advice is, if you're doing a little bit of horticulture, then this is a place where you can test out a little bit more, get exposed to some machinery, some skills, some theory, and hopefully bring it all together into something that you can maybe turn into a career, or even if it's a hobby, just something that you're interested in, that you'll have built on your knowledge and your skills.
There is an element of horticulture, botanical Latin, eloquence, Darjeeling teas on the lawns, where it's kind of pain in the ass, just damn right boring. How do you make it not that for somebody who arrives like me going way back to my Bay City roller days? I'm joking, not that feckin' long ago. What age are you, by the way?
I think I'm 36.
You're a year younger than me, so I'm not that old. But how do you make something that is, you know, quite, to use the Irish word, ladronach sometimes, and make it quite exciting?
Yeah, that's a challenge. I don't find all those Latin names and things off-putting anymore, but maybe you did at some point. And I kind of, if I'm trying to explain something to students, like, we're not going to go with the most complicated ones. We're going to pick, you know, something nice and easy. You know, Viburnum Davidii, it's called Davidii because it's called after someone called David, you know. And these little bits of names, you know, start to make sense to me. And if you put them into Latin or French or Irish, you know, Argentier or Arrigid, you know, with silver, Arrigid and silver in Irish, you studied that when you were 4 or 5, so you picked it up. So, like, there's little bits that start to make sense. And knowing plant names, common names, great. Botanical names, better. But it takes time and it builds up. And, you know, little by little, you're going to learn them. In the nursery, you're going to be working with plants. It comes together. I'd say to my students, it's like a mechanic has to know the names of the parts of the car. And if you're a landscaper, or if you're growing apples, you're going to have to know your varieties. And, you know, the mechanic didn't know them all on the first day on the job. And you won't know them as the first day as a student. And horticulture is so big, you're never going to know them all.
Have you ever had to chuck the duster at somebody asleep down the back of the class?
Oh, yeah, and people are playing, all kinds of things, apps on their phones. Yeah, so no dusters, but yeah. I threw out first person last year for messing on his phone. Yeah. It was the first time in 12 years now, and it was a phone-related incident.
Have you been on the lock with any of your students?
I suppose I have, yeah. Once or twice. Not often. But yeah, part of the teaching that I like is getting to meet new students every year, and everyone's got, you know, interesting stories to tell and different interests, and everyone's studying horticulture for a different reason, or they've picked up different bits. And yeah, I love getting to meet new people every year, and it's good fun.
When we were talking on the phone midweek, you told me that I had left a legacy.
That's right, yeah. Peter Donegan is well remembered in Kildalton College. Well remembered. I can't really say any more. I asked Fred Townsend, our nursery manager, for some stories about Peter, but I couldn't get any out of him.
Thanks, Fred. I owe him at least 20 quid and a tip. Jesus, yeah, no. I hope he pleaded the Fifth Amendment and said absolutely nothing.
Said absolutely nothing. But yeah, there's kind of this air of mystery about you. Peter Donegan, oh yeah, that fella. Yeah. What's he doing now? Yeah. He's a big shot in Dublin, is he really? They wouldn't believe it.
No. I'm glad they don't believe it. Is there a type of person, Donal, that should not go to Kildalton that you just see straight away and go, God, no, it's just not for you?
Yeah, I guess people who aren't willing to get stuck in. Horticulture is very practical. And if you're shy away from things, or if you don't enjoy taking on something like that, then you're going to struggle. Because you have to take part in weeding or taking cuttings or grafting fruit trees or aerating a lawn. You know, you're going to do different tasks. So you need to be the type of person who's going to be, yeah, I'd love to have a go with that. I want to do a bit. But, you know, if you come and you get a little bit of, good spirit or good humour, and you take it on board, sure, yeah, you'd be grand.
Don, when I went to Kildalton year one, because I was the only Jackie in there, it was from Northside Dublin to Dublin City Centre, from Dublin City Centre to Waterford, and then hopefully Tummalift from Waterford across to Piltown to try and save myself a couple of quid in bus fare, because that bought you a pint, people. That's the logic. And sometimes even walked it. It was a fair trek. I also rarely went home at weekends because of that journey back again. What's the scenario there? Because I think I lived outside of the college, but the accommodation was organised by the college for me, and then I think year three I ended up back inside the college, and partly because I think I'd worked there for two of the summers, which was absolutely brilliant. But is it still the same? Do you still live in the college? How does that work?
There's space for about 80 students living in, so that's between the horticulture, agriculture and equine studies, so you know, it's kind of first come first served on that. You know, I think more for the younger students, there's definitely, you know, a good social side to living in the college. In terms of getting around, hitching, I wouldn't see too much of it anymore. Students are great for sharing lifts. You know, and that's the thing. You come in your first week and you're really worried about how do you get back to Dublin, and you've organised all the buses, and then next thing you find out, oh, sure, your man is living in Carlow. He dropped me to Carlow. Or there's somebody else from Dublin and you'll share a lift. An hour and a half from Dublin, down on the motorway, over the hills, and you're into Piltown. So it's not too far away anymore. If you're getting the bus, I suppose down to Waterford and out to Piltown again, and just walk up the back entrance there.
And as a by the way, on the Carlow note, there is nothing wrong with spending a night in the Dinnery. That is some nightclub if you get a chance to go there. Also extremely nice is the back walk in by the lake, into the college itself. Am I correct in saying that the lake is supposed to be haunted?
Well, I hadn't heard that. I heard the house was haunted by the White Lady. So we hear that if you're working late in the evenings, or if you're up wandering around the corridors, you know, you might catch a glimpse of her. That's possibly true.
Donal, if people do want to get in touch and they want to check out Kildalton, go up and trial it, see you, have a look around. And this may be, you know, Mary McGinnity, the mom who wants to go herself, or it may be Mary McGinnity who she thinks her son might want to go there. And at this stage of the game, we're obviously talking the 2014 to 2015 season, being that college starts in September. What do you do if there is an open day on? That's great. If there isn't an open day on, can you just walk up and go, hey, Donal, my name's Jim, I'd like to look around?
You can't. The college is open to, well, the grounds are open and the college is open to the public, so you come down anytime you want and have a look around. If you're interested in meeting up with someone and finding out a bit more, sure, you could drop me an email or give me a phone call and we could probably organise something. Ideal to come on the open days, because you get to meet all the lecturers involved and all the technicians involved, and you can ask them exactly, well, what really happens in the classes? What are my chances of getting work out of it at the end? And if my son comes here and he's only 17, will he get looked after? And I'm 58, you know, how am I going to fit in with the class? You know, you'll get to talk to all the people involved instead of just one person. So I think the open days are a good chance, but if you can't make the open day, sure, you know, drop by. You can certainly have a wander around on your own, and if you contact myself or anyone else there, we'd certainly look after you.
And I would recommend, by the way, if you are anywhere in the Waterford, Tipperary, Kilkenny region, do make it your business to go out and see Kildalton. It is one of the most beautiful entrances, particularly up the back way, although I don't think you can drive up there, but even the house and the water feature at the front, it is absolutely stunning. Go out the back of that again and take a walk around and wander through all the glass houses. It is more than worthwhile. Do you get 58-year-olds coming to Kildalton?
We do, yeah. Yeah, smaller numbers, but we certainly do. Yeah, there's a great range of ages, so from the school leaver up to someone who's just retired. Yeah, so good mix. And I think that makes for great classes for us as well, because there's knowledge to be gained there from people who've been gardening for years, and then the younger people are full of life and vim and vigour, and you know, that adds as well.
From me, Peter Donegan, you will find all of the show notes, the links to Kildalton and Donal's contact details up on sodshow.com. If this is in the future and you're listening in podcast again, just search Kildalton in the search bar on sodshow.com. In the meantime, Donal Flanagan, thank you so much for your time. It's been an absolute honour.
Oh, Peter, thanks very much. Lovely to meet you and have a chat.
Brian, it's back to you in the studio.
Thanks, Peter. Thanks, Donal. 103.2 Dublin City FM. It is the Sod Show, at Sod Show on Twitter, sodshow.com for all the back catalogue. With thanks to our sponsors, greensacks.ie, compostable bags for home and garden. Check them out, greensacks.ie. Told you I'd tell you something you could go to tonight for Culture Night if you've nothing on. Try Vincent van Gogh, A Life in Colour and Darkness, an interpretation of the psychology of an artist. Location, St Patrick's Hospital Lecture Theatre, 6 to 7pm. Admission is free. Dean Friedman is playing Arthur's tonight on Thomas Street. Eleanor McAvoy is playing The Spirit Store in Dundalk tonight, and the Scary Soundwave Festival tomorrow night. And Peter Donegan and Brian Green are heading to the Spirit of Folk Festival, Dunderry Park, Dunderry County Meath tomorrow. That's about it for this week's show. Catch you next week. Take care. Bye-bye.